Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes, you and me come together. Embers and sparks fill the sky. That night go forever. One thought of them drives me wild. The day we made love all night long, you and me there by the fire. We shared what two hearts felt, each and every.
Is an intuitive clairvoyant, Reiki master, licensed massage therapist, and energy healer. And with Reiki and massage and energy movement, that's got to really enliven somebody's inner self. And I want to welcome Genuine to the show. Welcome, Genuine.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me. This is, it's always nice to be able to talk to someone who's interested in really helping people. It's, yeah. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, this is an honor and a privilege, and I'm on your website right now, and there's a big, there's a bold thing right at the top, and when I come on this, this caught my attention right away, the negative effects of drug and alcohol on you as an energetic being. And I've drank a lot of beer a long time ago, and you know, that's the most truest words that's ever said. I never realized how much negative effect it had until about 2 years after I let go of the drinking. And so, Genuine, tell people how, this is something that really intrigues me, massage therapy and the Reiki go hand in hand because that's got to move a lot of enterprising energy.
Well, yeah, it's, yeah, I realized when I was a massage therapist and just working on the body that I was actually, with my intent, I was actually moving energy around. So it got to the point where I didn't even have to touch people. I mean, I can touch people, and it's very effective, but you can actually move energy around by not even touching them. Another thing that I discovered was a lot of people couldn't tolerate the Reiki because they just said, oh, no, I can't handle that. It's too intense for me. And I realized that they had too much stagnant energy in their energy field. So what I kind of do is I, instead of infusing them with more energy, we release old stagnant energy first so they can accept the healing Reiki energy.
Now, you said something, and the stagnant energy. And you know, that's something that I've really opened up to here in the last week. I've really started to understand a whole bunch of new. Because here's something that I expanded into. Outside of science and in the school system, they tell me I'm a human being. But if I can question that, and has science ever been wrong and never been that, I released a lot of energy of being caught up in that. But with Reiki, that is such a smooth energy, and when you're there in about the last 15 minutes, you don't even want to move, do you?
No. People really respond well to that. It's actually, I really think this day and age, people are starving to remember themselves as an energetic being. They've gotten so removed from their natural state. We come at it like we're separate from nature, we're separate from energy, but it's just the opposite. We're energetic beings trying to remember who we are. So the more that we're reminded with the Reiki and the energy work, the more we can release our own manifestation of dis-ease in our body, which is painful emotions, physical pain, mind loops where you can't stop the incessive thoughts or the negative thinking. Those are all manifestations of stagnant energy. And when you release the stagnant energy, you have peace and ease, which is your natural state, as you know.
You know, that's why I brought that up. When I chose this week to engage in outside the science and school system, who's told us that we're human, Genuine?
It just got so skewed. When I was in massage school, we were taught that in the 1800s, when Western medicine was pioneering, if they had any hospitals have success in healing that wasn't Western medicine, they would actually shut them down. So at one point, it was a conscious decision on some level to not incorporate energy as part of the healing system.
you know, you touched on something, Western medicine. And the Western way of life, we're so caught up in the book system and in the computer system, and we're into so much absolute things that if it doesn't say in the book, we really can't do it. So, Genuine, what I'm hearing you say is it's the Western medicine, and I really go with the school system and stuff. How do you think our way we teach each other or we go through the school system actually is blocking the enterprising energy in people?
Well, here's the thing that I kind of figured out for myself was the human body is part of nature, so it's based on there's some sacred numbers in nature, like 12 or 3 or which are part of that duplicate themselves in nature, like the Fibonacci sequences, 3, 12. I don't know it exactly, but in the body has to follow nature. And in the school systems, they teach that there's 11 different pathways in the body, that there's a digestive system, the reproductive system, the nervous system, the cardiovascular system. They teach that there's 11 of them, which never made sense to me because the body is based on nature and science, so it should be a 12. So what I figured out for myself is that there are 12 systems of the body, and the 12th one, the most important one, is energy. So they've left out the energy system of the body in their teachings. And if anyone knows about health, all the systems work together. Your digestive works with your elimination, and they're all interdependent. So you can't have a healthy body without incorporating the energy system of the body, and that's where Reiki helps people. Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
You said that very well, but here's the thing. Here's what, you know, when I chose to engage, I've been asking this question because we're all made up of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. Everything in the world is them components. And here's the thing. That's all energy. Our bones are energy. Everything in our body is an energy. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, of course.
And so, Janine, if a person can unleash and let go of being human, and it doesn't really matter whether we are human or not, but let me ask you this. If you can let go of being stuck in the human experience and open out to being an enterprising energy, what would that do to your energy field inside you?
Well, when you let go of those limitations, it expands your consciousness. So we're taught to identify with our feelings and our thoughts, and we think that we are our feelings. Like when we get sad, we're taught to believe that sadness is us. Or when we're troubled, we're taught to believe that that problem is us. So when you let go of that problem, it frees you up to be expansive and connected to all of the other energy systems in the universe. And once you do that, you have a knowingness beyond book learning. You have direct knowingness. You have expansive peace and freedom and just a fluid state of beingness that is actually beautiful if you can recognize it and work at staying in that state.
And that's true. You said my two favorite words in there, expansively expand.
And
that's something I've done, Genuine. I've taken the word change, transformation, heal, create out of my life. I use expansively expand, energize, enterprise, and experience life. And that them words, and I know they're just words, but they have freed my inside up more than anything in life.
Well, I can see why. Yeah. Words have a vibration. I mean, everything is vibrating at a different great. And just think of how you feel when you say positive words like light and happy and joy. It's a vibration, and when you say them, you're adding a vibration to your energy field. As if you say the opposite words, that I don't even say negative words anymore because I don't want to bring my vibration down. So when people pay attention to the thoughts they think and the words they say, they can empower themselves to expand and vibrate at a higher rate of expansion.
Now, if anybody was totally listening and had everything open and hearing well, Janine just said the true expansively expanding words in the world. Never use a negative word towards anything, toward yourself, because they're your words and thoughts. That is profound. And if you're listening, Genuine just give you the roadmap to positive enterprising energy. But I want to read something on your website. And
okay.
I'm looking at it, and I don't even have it here. So let's... Okay, I can't see it. What is your website, by the way? I should have had that.
It's genuinehealing.com.
Okay, genuinehealing.com. But this is something that it's very unique, and it's on her website, the negative effects of drugs and alcohol as you as an energetic being. You are more than your body. You are an orb of energy that to the eyes that can see looks like an orb of light. You are also a complication of different waves of sound frequencies. These are two ways to perceive the energetic aspect of the self. The physical body is only part of the frequency of you. It resonates in a particular pattern as emotions, thoughts, and even all your past experiences. But it's the three, you know, genuine, that's very, very, very omnipotent. It's the orb of light, but it's also your emotions, thoughts, and feelings aligned with your visions. That's when you're balanced, grounded, and whole, and moving forward.
Yes,
would
and
you
empowered.
Say
yes.
And empowered. And so when you go read that article, go to her website, Genuine, JenuineHealing.com, and you can read that. But you said the orb of energy,
mm-hmm.
and that is true. We are just a reflection of light, aren't we?
And I believe sound frequency as well. In my sessions, I've noticed that people hold their pain in sound frequencies. So like a lot of people like to listen to those sad songs and just feel bad and feel like they're depressed and enjoy that. But they're actually storing that depression in their sound frequency. So as much as you need to watch your thoughts and your words, you also need to pay attention to the music you listen to and make it uplifting and make it positive, because that's what you want to resonate with as well.
And now Genuine just said something else that's omnipotent. Every disease is a frequency. If they would use a frequency, they could cure cancer in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're right. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Because I do remote sessions. I do sessions over the phone for people. And I can feel those frequencies. And they feel like a muddy cloud. So using the Reiki and the intuitive, I can actually help them move that stagnant energy out of their beingness and clean their frequencies.
And that is very true. When I do hypnotherapy, you can actually feel when they hit the hidden energy that's holding them back. And basically, isn't thought, everybody says thoughts are things, but ain't thoughts just energy and a frequency?
Yes, and what happens with the mind is it creates this kind of a trap where we believe that the mind is the highest self, and we it's kind of like this catch-22. The mind is there to help us, but it also keeps us trapped from knowing that we can be more expansive energy.
You know, I used to think the mind was the highest thing, but it's actually my body. Because when my body is free-flowing, my mind is free-flowing. Do you feel that?
Yeah, they all need to be free-flowing together, like the mind, the past life memories stored in the causal body, the emotional body, which is the astral body, and the physical. They need to be aligned up and on the same page. They should be like those, you know, those little Russian dolls that fit one within another. It's kind of how the different bodies should be, the different aspects of oneself. They should be so aligned that not one is dominating the other. You know, we meet these emotional people who are out of whack, and you know that their astral body is out of whack. And then you meet these people who are overthinkers, and you can see that their mind is ruling them. And then you see people who don't think much, and they just are into the physical, you know, brute strength and stuff. So you can know what body is not lined up on people, and you can help them line up energetically so they can be free-flowing.
You know, you touched on something very omnipotent. It's genuinehealing.com. Is there any other way they can get a hold of you? Because I got your website, your email address here. Do you want to give that out?
That's fine. It's jen333ward@aol.com. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And the call-in number, if you want to talk, is 626-414-3564. And you just touched on something there. How come a person, you know, athletes always pick on, well, the very... You know, the ones that have an easy time in school, they always are picking on them. And here's a person with a physical attributes, but are they picking on them because of their physical attributes or because they subconsciously feel inferior to the gifted child, the people that have more intelligence than them?
Well, if you look at it, see, I've gotten to the point where I don't look at even the emotions or the motive behind anything. I just look at it as energy. And a person who's like overcompensating with physical energy may be lacking in mental energy. So even though they're picking on another person, they may be trying to balance out their own need for mental energy. So all people are these orbs of energy trying to stay balanced, and they'll do it any way they can. They may, you know, be abrasive, or they may be loving or whatever, but it's all an attempt to feel whole as a spiritual orb and have all this expansiveness happening within themselves. So it's a feeling of lack, whatever it is, but it's just a feeling of lack that motivates people to feel that. They want to feel complete, which is feeling complete is feeling loved, and that expansive consciousness is just being pure love, which is the goal of, I believe, most religions.
It's the goal of them, but they're really, really kind of, to me, they're really, really limiting because they think this and that. And that's the thing, you said that earlier. It's like this recession. We're overthinking the way out of it.
Yeah, it's really sabotaging individuals because you don't need to be the effect of the outer circumstances. That's the whole purpose of remembering yourself as a spiritual being. And the core of your completeness is abundance. Everybody is abundance at their core. And if they're not feeling abundant or not manifest in abundance, it's because of something in their own energy field. And it has nothing to do with a million people out here unless they agree to buy into that belief system.
And that's the thing, they're buying into the, I call it the what we've been taught system.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, that's the thing. You said the core. It's
mm-hmm.
the innovation within somebody and within people that's going to bring this world back to prominence. And, you know, the prominence we have coming is probably going to be a whole new way of living and experiencing life. I think it's going to be a more idyllic and tranquil than we've had. Do you believe in that or think that? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's in line with my belief system that people are so terrified of 2012 that the end of the world is coming. But my work with individuals, when they're getting to a breaking point where they transcend the mind and they're closer to enlightenment, they get this terrified fear of death, because what's really dying in them is an old state of consciousness, a form of the ego. It's dying, and that ego thinks it's the highest, and so when that is dying off, it's terrified. So with 2012, I think that what people think is the end of the world is the end of a old, stale, unusable, broken state of consciousness, and it's just going to crumble away. And people think that that means that the earth is going to crumble away, which I think is just part of the fear and trying to help them stay stuck. But I think it's just a huge change in consciousness that's going to bring more belief in the energy system, more abilities for people to tap into their selves as energetic beings, and more healing capabilities and more intuitive capabilities.
That's absolutely, if people are listening, it's genuine, you're right on. What we're featuring is the egotistical way, the male, the yin or the male energy, it isn't male, it's a male energy, is being featured. Because we're absolutely as far as the world can go right now in its state of being. What did you say?
Well, it's not going very well, because they, with the fear and the greed and the belief systems now, we've hit a ceiling. Yeah, you're correct. There has to be a break in the consciousness for spiritual growth can continue. There's no way to expand in this world the way it's going, and so it has to give. It just has to.
We're unleashing the enterprising energies within ourselves. We got a phone call. We're down to real quick here, so it's 843-347. Hello?
Yes.
And you're on the air?
Yes, hi there. Hi there. I've really enjoyed the program. My name is Valerie with Jen Ward. And I wondered, when you were talking about 2012, there are all these people talking about this Saturday is the end of the world with rapture and all this. So it seems that's been a pattern for a lot of incorrect things. But I certainly liked your approach about the consciousness. But what do you think about all these people positing that Saturday it's all gone?
Go ahead, Genuine. I don't buy into it, because I think we're in an expanding energy that's unlimited. But I'll let Genuine answer that.
Yes, please. And I've enjoyed the program very much.
Thank you. The only thing that you know how like people like to watch the news because it's negative, but something in them enjoys watching the news.
Can't help themselves.
Like, right, exactly. It's almost like something about that fear of catastrophe or a fear of an ending enlivens some people. It's almost like the fear of oncoming doom brings them alive. Almost if someone like knew they were going to die, they would like treat this life better and they would start living it instead of being complacent.
Yes.
So I think I think on some level as a group, it enlivens a group, because a lot of faiths I mean, the energy could be dying unless there's a life force to bring it
on. This is the life force.
Exactly. The fear of the end is a form of a life force.
Interesting. That's a very interesting point of view.
Thank
Makes
you.
A lot of sense, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Certainly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Val.
Thank you, Valerie. It's just the figuring of the egotistical arrogance the way we all live. That's all I call it. And that's the same thing you're saying.
Well, the thing is though, if you talk to individuals, they can, in their hearts of hearts, separate from that consciousness. Like, people who come to me for sessions say, oh, nobody I know would believe in this. But they don't understand that when people are alone in their own state of consciousness, they feel special, they feel unique, they feel like they have purpose, but they're afraid to state it out here in this climate because it's not acceptable. But what they don't understand is everybody has that same feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If they have any awareness at all.
Let me ask you this, Genuine. Do you feel they feel embarrassed because they understand that and it isn't what they've been taught and it doesn't fit into the society's mode of living?
No. No, what I think, from what I've done with people, I know what it causes it. In past lives, we've been persecuted and killed for our beliefs over and over again. So what it is basically a past life fear of being persecuted and being put to death. It's so ingrained in people, this fear of standing out, fear of speaking our mind, fear of being tortured for our beliefs, that it's permeated this society as status quo.
And I agree with that because it's in our DNA. But, I mean, to do it today, to walk into society the way the media is, and if you go out and be different, but it's actually having the kaputs or the grit and the git to showcase it in public is what it is. But it's to be unembarrassingly a spiritual energy to experience life your way.
Yeah, and you do it. I mean, you do it. Why do we do this? Why do we put ourselves out here when it's not the norm? And it doesn't make for a status quo life for me to speak my beliefs and to actually even help people overcome their limitations. It takes, I mean, why do we do this?
You know, Genuine, I'm going to answer that. My biggest fear is being like them. That's my fear, being like them. So I have no trouble being a spiritual energy, enjoying my spiritual sapient.
That's awesome. My boyfriend is a big fan of yours, by the way, Rob. So he wanted me to say hi to you.
Well, and another thing is you look at what's going on today. We've got grown-ups that can't have a 5-year-old conversation. And let me, I was at a union meeting last night. I'm a union electrician also. There was a guy standing up in front of me. He was one of the people in the office, said, we got to use more cheap labor. And here we're a union supposed to be fighting for high wages, and it's low wages that have us in this recession. and that was one of the leaders in the hall. I'm just using that as an example of what's going on in the world.
Yeah. People mimic fear, and then they don't even realize what they're afraid of, but they hear these statements, and then they get afraid. And it's a form of controlling the masses or controlling the herd, is to make them all afraid of the same thing, so they go in the same direction. It's easier to control 7 billion people that way if they think similarly.
Yeah, you know, if you control everything in the world is text, numbers, and communication. So if you control the text, numbers, and communication, you control the world. And that's what they do.
But they can't control the individual if the individual knows that.
If he understands the omnipotence within himself, you're absolutely right. Well, people understand the power of their own energy, of the omnipotence, their omniscient omnipotence. They're all wise and divine right and supremacy. They can live through anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't subscribe to like too many religions, but even in the religions they said, even in the Bible, Jesus' words were, "What I do, you will do and more." So he was teaching the individuality as well.
And yes, he was. And you know, here's something you just touched on something. The Bible today is 6 times removed from the Aramaic Bible.
Yeah.
And the word sin is not in the Aramaic Bible. And the word religion in the Aramaic Bible is path.
Yeah. I remember when I was in...
Go ahead.
I remember when I was in 6th grade and I was taught about the Dark Ages, where the rulers of the church changed the Bible because they used to pay for people to get into heaven. And so they took out reincarnation out of the Bible so that it would make it people more afraid of going to hell, and then they could charge them to get into heaven. So I learned that when I was 11.
Anyway, Genuine and Valerie, we're at the end of the show.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody, but Genuine, give them some wisdom to live by, and then we'll close the show.
Just love yourself more. Get rid of the guilt and figure out why you are who you are, and don't be afraid to be different and be loving and open to the possibilities of your own expanded consciousness.
And love is living out loud, vividly enjoying life.
Wonderful. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody, and everybody have a good night, and I'm going to have Genuine back here in about 4 or 5 weeks or 6 because I enjoyed the show. And I've got to say something, though, before I go. Genuine is one of the very few people that talks about the energy, and that's all life is energy. So what the omnipotent energy you put forth is the omnipotent the energy you live.
Thank you.
And good night,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Genuine, Valerie, and all the listeners. Thanks for calling, Valerie.
Thank you, Val. Thank you, Rob.